and then Bolov was there on the bench itself and moving through the crowd, holding out Bailey toward him like some honored trophy. And then the nightmare began. There were screams and shouts and people pointing and firing their blazers at close range, and the ants were everywhere, everywhere around them, not from the saddleback, not from the multitudes, but from the target hole itself. 10, 20, 50 ants appeared in its mouth and slid, clawing and flailing, down the steep slope into them. Someone screamed again, and Felix was knocked off balance as the ones closest to the attack tried to push back away. He fell to one knee, but dragged himself up quickly, yelling Bolov's name and trying to reach him through the panicking mob of warriors. Dimly, he heard Bolov respond, and then he saw him through the jumbling mass. Bolov had dropped Bailey and was being pushed away from him by the crowd. Felix and Bolov slammed toward one another, reaching Bailey simultaneously, lifting him, staggering, toward the slope and the hole. A blazer struck the slope beside them, and Felix screamed for the warriors to stop firing before they killed one another or him. He stumbled and drove himself against the crowd toward the slope, punching through at last and leaning against it, with Bolov beside him, holding Bailey's legs in one arm. Pandemonium. Warriors screaming and firing and trying to run all at the same time. Beams of blazer fire struck randomly everywhere, and Felix motioned to Bolov that they must climb the slope, must do it now, while the slightest chance still remained. Bolov seemed to nod, or at least seemed to understand, for they started up the slope together, slipping and sliding and being jarred by the jostling, teeming warriors, and then a mass of ants was upon him, and he lost Bailey. He was covered, engulfed by the ants that slid down into them. He struck out blindly, wildly, smashing, ripping exoskeleton, struggling to get his feet underneath him. Twice he struck not exoskeleton but plasteel, and the thought of it made him shudder, cringing. He was up then, and Bolov was beside him and had Bailey, and they shouldered through the ants and started again up the slope. And there was a horrible, agonizing scream as a flash of blazer fire split the air between them, carving a deep, irreconcilable hole through Bailey's faceplate.
"Oh my God! My God!"
shouted Bolov, and he saw that it was not just from the shock of losing their only weapon, but from pain as well. For the stray bolt of blazer fire had cut not only through Bailey, but through Bolov as well. A pulsing, red-hot bubble had appeared on the inside of Bolov's shoulder. Felix stared in morbid amazement as the bubble rose and expanded and threatened to burst, as it surely must. Bolov screamed again and clutched at his shoulder with his free arm and shouted over and over that he was dying, dying.